ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this bonus episode of the Neeks and Lore Cookables Show. My name is Neeks and Lore Cookables, the namesake for this here podcast. I'd like to apologize about yesterday, for I had uploaded a massive video to Cookables Nation at that time, and I was unable to upload this here episode. That's why I'd gone ahead and let everyone know on my YouTube community tab that I would be doing this instead. That out of the way, welcome to the first of potentially many Wavelake exclusive episodes for this here podcast. These are episodes where I get to really delve deep into topics that otherwise aren't really fit for my YouTube audience. Granted, I try to provide the best quality I can with a YouTube audience while writing this podcast. However, due to the circumstances of me rambling a lot unscripted, scripting these episodes is a lot easier for me, personally speaking. The topic I'll be covering today is one of those things I will not talk about on YouTube. Despite this, I will be demonstrating this with an example of an album release of mine to show that it works when used properly and not for witchcraft, you know, causing harm to people. I'm still learning this, so it'll take me a while to get it properly done, so I could get the best impact on my channel. I'm talking about at Nixendoik on YouTube, not necessarily Cookables Nation. Yo, let me start my process of 3-8, spitting to my clock numb. Haters being aids and saboteurs from a cutting board. Place your Manhattan, I'm not budging an inch. While you maintain a cold life, I'm peaceful in nature. You can move. Now, the method I use to release music is not really a science, but it incorporates mathematics, specifically basic arithmetic, multiplication and addition in particular, alongside pattern recognition. What I am talking about is gematria and date numerology. You may be asking, Nixendoig, what are these ideas you speak of? I used an AI LLM to give me some notes, but in short, gematria and date numerology are systems that assign numbers to letters, words, dates, or names, and using them to uncover hidden things or make guesses on something happening, or even planning on things based upon the numbers. I use it for the latter option, as the two former options are not really my thing. However, I had used it to make a guess as to what will happen to a vibe emanator after exposing a different emanator's behavior. In some cases, I also like to do it retroactively to see what really happened by the numbers, as we say in the numerology community. Doing it retroactively basically means that you take a look at an event from the past and you run the numbers on it, alongside the date numerology. Now, this is an ancient practice, first utilized by biblical scholars for uncovering the meanings in the original Hebrew and not the goofed-up Masoretic Hebrew that's used today in many versions of the scriptures. However, there is an English language adaptation of gematria that is used by tons of famous individuals for their industries all around the world. And this guides their directions, and maybe alongside astrology or some other esoteric methods of gaining insight into something on a deeper level. Yes, in most cases, this is their script. As I know, numerology is mine too, though I'm independent and not a signed talent under an agency of some sort. Date numerology, on the other hand, is simply the practice of taking a date in time and breaking it down into their numerical values, which are also tied to the basic arithmetic formulas, and those have the multiplication I spoke of earlier. This can also be combined with shifting properties, I would call these, like reflections, aka inverses, upside downs, anagrams, and number properties like a prime number, triangular number, Fibonacci number, etc. I will explain these as I go along this episode, as I'm finally excited to be talking about this, and how I use it for my music, and even starting this podcast, as I mentioned at the top of the episode. To be completely fair, this is why I didn't do this on YouTube, and that's because not only would people be confused at what I'm talking about, but what I'll be showing would not be technically viable for me personally on YouTube, as I wouldn't get hardly any views at all. Before I get started, let me explain what these shifting properties are. Inverses are essentially two numbers, usually two-digit numbers, that have the same digits but swap places. For example, the number 72 is compatible with 27 because they use the same digits, but they swap places. Upside downs are not too common from what I understand, and are usually used for three-digit or higher numbers, but mostly three-digit numbers. Say I have 423, so its upside-down variant is 324. An anagram is similar to that of a reflection, though it's normally designed for numbers that are two-digit to three-digit or higher digits, depending on the circumstances. These numbers can be in different places, and they just need the same numbers as with the original being compared, usually the smaller number to the bigger number. Number properties are kind of cool if you're a mathematics nerd, though. Now, let's start with gematria first, and I'll be explaining what I do with it. I use a tool called Gematrinator, made by Derek Tickery, better known by the screen name of Gematrinator 85. This is considered the world's best gematria calculator, as it has a lot of different things it offers. Granted, not all the features are given to you up front, but there's a subscription model for the extra features. But you do get the features necessary to get started using it for gematria, date numerology, number properties, Greek and Hebrew calculators. There are more features with a paid membership, like a Bible verse lookup, personal calendar, a custom rule set, and some more things. For my purposes, I'll be doing the basic English gematria and basic date numerology tools at my disposal for this community. For the gematria side of things, I can explain that relatively easily. Remember that there are rule sets for calculating the numerical value of a letter, word, name, or phrase. These rule sets are called ciphers, and there are over 30 of them offered on the site. I use 12 of them, but I'll point out some of them, so you can understand what I'm talking about. If not all of them, which likely I will do that because I am a bit of a nerd. The first cipher I'll discuss is the ordinal cipher, or regular English gematria. There is a standard cipher, called standard gematria, and that's a whole other story. Ordinal is the cipher where each letter of the alphabet from A to Z is given a number in sequential order, 1 through 26 respectively. For example, I'll put in my legal name, which I will not divulge for OPSEC reasons. If we enter my full name into this calculator, I have an ordinal value of 188. Reverse ordinal is the same as ordinal, but A is equal to 26, where Z is equal to 1, Z or Z, depending on where you use it. It's ordinal, but backwards, basically. My full legal name is equal to 271 as a result of this. We then have what are called the full reduction ciphers, also known as Pythagorean ciphers. As some people may know, Pythagoras believed the true numbers were 1 through 9, no zeros or multiple digits. For this cipher, it's 1 through 9 repeating throughout the entirety of the alphabet. Basically, what we're doing is breaking down the English language to its purest form. When taking this into consideration, my regular name in full reduction is 80. You can drop the 0 as it has no value, so technically it's an 8. This is the same with reverse full reduction, as my full name, my full legal name, is equal to 100. However, we can drop the zeros and it's just a 1. By the way, for those interested in Chinese numerology, my destiny number is an 8 and my soul urge number is a 1. That I find really cool, personally speaking. With Latin cipher, formerly known as the Jewish cipher, things are a little different. 1 to 9 are A through I. K through S are using multiples of 10, so 10, 20, 30, etc. From T onwards, we see hundreds for multiples. However, some letters are in strange positions. For example, Z is equal to 500, and J is equal to 600, Y is equal to 400, whereas V is equal to 700, and W is equal to 900, T is 100, U is 200, and X is 300. Yeah, it's a weird system that is not necessarily very useful at times. However, despite that, in Latin/Jewish cipher, this would end up being 2,132 for my full legal name. Then we go to Sumerian cipher. There is a regular and a reverse version of this cipher as well. Think of Orno as I described. Got it? Okay. Now, multiply Orno, either reverse or regular, by the number 6. Got that? Alright. Now, if my legal name is equal to 1,128 in standard, or 1,626 in reverse form, this is my Sumerian cipher number set. Remember how I had the values of 188 in ordinal and 271 in reverse ordinal? 1,128 and 1,626 are the 6x of 188 and 271 respectively. Then we go into the Satanic cipher. There is also a standard and reverse form of this cipher, as well as Sumerian. Now, the regular version of this cipher goes from A equals 35 all the way to Z equals 61. For the reverse, Z equals 35 and A equals 61. I don't understand this much either, especially why these numbers were chosen in the sequence they were. Despite that, I've been known to use some numbers from this cipher regardless. My legal name is equal to 783 in the regular version and 866 in the reverse version of this cipher. Now, we have the single reduction cipher, and there is a regular and reverse version of this too. It's essentially like full reduction ciphers, but there's a 10 that's added into this mix. In the regular form, S is equal to 10, whereas it's H equaling 10 in the reverse form. However, there's another form of reduction called exceptions. I'll give you those now. In the SKV exceptions, K is equal to 11 and V is equal to 22. Basically, your single reduction or regular full reduction, but with those added in. The reverse version of this is the EHP exception, where E is equal to 22 and P is equal to 11. Now we get into Chaldean numerology. This is apparently where it originated from, and that's Chaldea in Babylonia. Now, this one's interesting, as some numbers have connections to planets. So I will give those. I'm learning these for the first time as I research this, so bear with me on this one. For one, the letters are A, I, J, L, and Y. One's planet is the sun, our star. For two, it's B, K, and R. Two's planet is our moon, not necessarily a planet. For three, the letters are C, G, L, and S. Three's planet is Jupiter. For four, the numbers are D, M, and T. Its planet is either Uranus or Rahu, depending on how you look at it. For demonstrative purposes, I will say Uranus or Uranus, depending on how you say it. Tomato, tomato. For five, the letters are E, H, N, and X. Its planet is Mercury or Rahu, depending on how you look at it. For six, the letters are U, V, and Q. Its planet is Venus, depending on how you look at it, or Rahu for a third time. For seven, the letters are O and Z. Its planet is either Ketu or Neptune, depending on how you look at it. Eight is F and P. Its planet is Saturn. Nine is not used by any letters and is designed with essentially what's called a Chaldean number. Nine's planet is Mars. Well, that was certainly interesting. Those are the 12 ciphers I use personally for my music and with this podcast. Now, I keep all of my gematria saved just in case I need to reference it somehow, even though it's a bejumbled mess of numbers just vomited on the screen. However, despite that, that's how I do my gematria. Let's use an example to see how I used it. I'll use my second album, Toho Igosaken, The Failure of Witchcraft, for this demonstration. On a side note, what played between this and last section was actually the 14th track of the album called Transparency at Last. It settles around the numbers 21 and 15, this album. 21 is the 8th Fibonacci number, which there is a cipher for that, but I don't use it. It's also the 6th triangular number, whereas 15 is the 5th triangular number. I have some 12s or 21s, both numbers being reflections, so they work. I also see 15s and 51s, which also work for the same purposes. For example, Failure of Witchcraft in reverse single reduction is equal to 120, but realistically, it's 12 because the zero is dropped. That's a match with Igosaken, spelled I-G-O-S-A-K-E-N. G-O-U-S-A-K-E-N. With that, it's 102, but dropping the zero, it's another 12. Igosaken in reverse single reduction is equal to 51, and so is Toho style, equaling 51 in Chaldean. Long play is equal to 102 in ordinal, just like Igosaken in ordinal. So that's a direct match. Drop the zero and you get 12. CCBY, the license I released this music under, is equal to 15 in full reduction, the inverse of 51, and 21 in reverse full reduction, the inverse of 12. Reverse, what am I saying? Long play is equal to 39 in full reduction, the inverse of 93, which is what Nixendoik Kokules, my pseudonym, is equal to, and the same with Igosaken in full reduction cipher. Long play in reverse full reduction and CCBY in ordinal are equal to 33. On a side note, 33 is what's called a hoax number, and so is 13. Thankfully, I don't have matching 13s, or I'd be in trouble. I have two 31s, both in Chaldean cipher for long play and YouTube. And if we reflected them to 13, I'd be in trouble. However, since they're the same number, this doesn't count as a hoax. I certainly wouldn't want 113 either. The number for dishonesty. Or, in other words, deceit. Type this in your Gematrinator window, the number for dishonesty, and you'll see it's 113 in reverse reduction and 311, the inverse for 113, in reverse ordinal. However, the number for dishonesty also fits with a 93, which is a 39 reflection, and matches with my pseudonym and long play. However, this doesn't mean necessarily that I am lying or being deceitful, as 113 is what I would focus on if I found dishonesty. Anyway, tangent over. I will now go over the date numerologies associated with Igosaken. I released the album on September 12th of 2024 with the date numerologies as follows. From the previous year to that time, it was 321 days after my 21st birthday, or 322 if we add the end date. On another side note, 322 is interesting because that's the society in Yale University called Skull and Crossbones, also known as Order 322. It's equal to 223 in ordinal. On October 9th, 1701, the college was opened for the very first time, and in 2023, same day, October 9th, it was the 322nd anniversary of this Ivy League institution. Anyway, in the date numerology, I have a 45, which is the solution to 9 plus 12 plus 24. Weirdly enough, CCBY in Sumerian is 450, but drop the 0, you get 45. 1 plus 7 plus 23 is equal to 33, which matches CCBY. And long play. 9 plus 12 is equal to 21, which is the inverse of 12, and is compatible with the matches of 12 and 21 from earlier. 10 plus 27 plus 2 plus 3 is equal to 42, the reflection of 24, when failure of witchcraft is equal to 204 in ordinal. Now, we get to September 12th, 2024, and the time before my 22nd birthday, which is 45 days in that span. That's a match for both dates with their respective math problems. For September 12th, it was 9 plus 12 plus 24. Now, with October 27th of 2024, 10 plus 27 plus 2 plus 0 plus 2 plus 4 equaled 45. This matches with the 45 compatibilities I mentioned earlier in this demonstration. The matches for 45. If we add the end date, that time between September 12th and October 27th, it is 16 days before my 22nd birthday in 2024. This just so happened to match with Toho style being 46 in full reduction. In 2024, since it was a leap year, October 27th was the 301st day of the year. Therefore, we drop the zero and it's equal to 31. Just like Longplay and YouTube and Chaldean Cipher. Now, I hadn't mentioned something called the Rule of Kolel yet. Basically, what you can do is increment or decrement a number by one, so as to not alter the numerical value. I am using it here, which I didn't do at the time, since I had learned it. I have 110, which is the amount of days left in 2024 at the time, and 20, which is the solution to 9 plus 1 plus 2 plus 2 plus 0 plus 2 plus 4. This is for September 12th, 2024, by the way. I'll increment the 110 to 120. Since I dropped the 0, it's just 12. With the 20, I have a 21 now. And that's the Rule of Kolel in a nutshell, which has the matches of either 21 or 12, or the inverse of either 1. Now, remember when I had ties to the 8th Fibonacci number, 21, in this album? That's because with the 8th Fibonacci number, I have an 80 in reverse ordinal for YouTube, but since I drop the 0, it's just an 8. Doesn't that seem compatible? 21 is also the 6th triangular number, but nothing interesting with that. Neither is 15 with any instances in particular. Oh boy. I'm going to have this long episode end here. But if you have any interest in me using Gematria in future bonus episodes, then feel free to let me know via the comments on either Fountain or Wavelake if you'd like to see more. That said, I am out of time for today's episode. Music, please. Each episode is released every Wednesday afternoon at 4 p.m. Pacific Time. You can catch the series on YouTube at Nixendoig on there. Yes, that's my channel on YouTube at Nixendoig, spelled N-E-I-G-S-E-N-D-O-I-G. No umlauts, so you're good. You can catch it here on Wavelake or any other Podcast 2.0 compatible player also. Still using a Podcast 1.0 app? Don't worry. Go onto the Wavelake page for this podcast and add the RSS feed so that way you can listen to it on your Podcast 1.0 player of choice. That's the beauty of RSS feeds for podcasts. That said, that will be it for this bonus episode. Thank you, and good night.